Hello, friends. The groups on duty today are USA Northeast, San Francisco, and we'll give the microphone to USA Northeast. Go ahead.
Hello, great friends. Hello, World Kli. Let's gather ourselves right now and prepare to come into this lesson as one man and one heart, with gladness, and truly show Creator how great this gift is for Him. And let's unite into this one thought and prepare for the lesson together, friends. Eric?
Hello, dear friends. It's a pleasure to be with you in this lesson, to see so many great points in the heart all gathered here together. We know that the outcome of an action depends on the intention we bring, so let's take these moments to ask, who are we working for? Who do we intend to benefit? Let's think about all the friends in the 10 and open our hearts to them to feel that unique, special desire that unites us all. And let us remember that our Creator has chosen each and an individual friend precisely for this, and let's appreciate them that way. No matter what obstacles we face, outside or inside the group, we know the Creator has created the status good. And when I see so many points gathered together, it fills me with confidence that He wants us to succeed in finding Him. So let's do it, great friends. Let's focus and do the work that only we can do. With that, let us hear now an excerpt from Rabash.
And the most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha. And what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to the person as if he already has reason. Again, and the most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha. And what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason. This is from Babash, Article 12. These candles are sacred.
Okay, friends. So here's the question for an active workshop. The question is, explain to your friends why your tent is the proper environment to work in faith above reason. Again, active workshop. Explain to your friends why your tent is the proper environment to work in faith above reason.
In order to work above reason, a person needs the strength to overcome his will to receive, his ego, and we get that strength only from a very strong environment that supports him on this not simple path, which is against his ego. And you can get that from the ten. If it's directed toward the Creator, if it gathers and assembles every day and increases His importance every day.
The ten is the most natural in order to get to above reason and everything else. Without the ten, you cannot understand the real picture at all.
In the ten, there is the Creator, the quality of bestowal and love among the friends. And all that's required of me is only to appreciate what exists there and see it and get strength from it and yearn to be a part of it.
I would say that it's not that the 10 is the right environment. It's the only environment for working above reason. Also, not only above reason, any spiritual work has to be done through the 10. This is how the system is built. The spiritual cell, the spiritual unit, the minimum you need for that is a 10. So a person can never directly face the Creator. You cannot go around this. This is what we're taught, that the spiritual formation, the spiritual structure is made of ten sefirot.
The ten is the only place where a person gets support in working above reason, because his friends also want to achieve that state. So he gets support, and he can support them as well. And that's the only natural reason that enables spiritual development.
The 10 is the only thing that gives you importance and allows you to enter, gives you the importance to work above reason, reminds you that there's nothing besides him, and pulls you inside into it, into the center of the tent. From there you can really realize things and become equal with the Creator.
The ten is the kli, the only connector between the person and the Creator. And this is the place, the revelation of the Creator for a person in this world. It's everything. This is why our help to one another is to remind ourselves that everything happens through the ten, and to see in it a spiritual instrument and nothing else.
As far as I understand, above reason means that bestowal will be above reason, above reception, and the Tani can have such a measurement. Otherwise, in everything else, a person can lie to himself, but in the Ten, he can measure to what extent bestowal is more important than reception for himself.
Right. And it's the only place where a person can get an example and impression in advance toward a chisaron, a lack for going above reason, a desire for it. When you see the friends, the yearning, and you got a place to pray, to ask for it, and as a result, he too can want to rise above reason himself with the help of the force that he finds in the Ten.
Hello, friends. And now, question for active for silent workshop. Question for silent workshop. Right. The question is: how the Creator ask the Creator the strength to go in faith above reason? So, one more time: ask the Creator the strength to go in faith above reason.